I'm Angela Fazer, and I'm the guest today on the Women in Podcasting show.
Welcome to the Women in Podcasting show. Enjoy inspiring stories, interesting interviews, and powerful strategies from women around the world. Jennifer Hensel spotlights today's top podcasters, new podcasters, and expert guests. Get tips for leveling up your life, gaining visibility, growing your business, monetizing your podcast, and so much more. We invite you to support women in finding their voice and sharing their passion. It's all about women empowering women.
Pleasure to have you here. My name is Jennifer Hensel. This is the Women in Podcasting show. Angela, please introduce yourself to our audience.
I am Angela Fazer. I'm the owner of Angela's Social Bliss Blueprint, based out of Vancouver, BC, Canada. I'm a social media content creator and manager.
Yes. And guess what else, everyone? She's my sister. Not only is she my sister, but extremely talented content creator. And I use her for all my socials. So I wanted to bring her on to give you some tips today. So Angela, first, let's start out and tell us your story, your transformational story.
I had a career in my 20s and 30s, working full-time, kind of corporate in an office, in offices. And once I had kids, I realized I did not want to go back to that. I really did not like working in a cubicle at all. So I decided after I had kids, I was going to do something that I really enjoyed doing. And so once my kids were a few years old, I actually ended up having a couple of back surgeries that kind of set me back a little bit. But in my recovery, I fell in love with yoga. I loved doing yoga. I loved helping people. So I became a yoga instructor. I thought it was perfect with being able to tell people my story on how yoga helped me so much. And then a few years later, a couple of injuries and then COVID coming along and kind of all classes coming to a stop for everybody that was teaching any kind of fitness. I ended up at home still having that urge to help people and be creative, which was great for creating yoga classes, but I wasn't doing that. So I decided to, you know, being on social media a lot and everything, with being stuck at home, I decided to kind of put all those things together. I started helping all the yoga instructors out there that started bringing their businesses online. I decided to start helping them with their build their social media followings and audiences and promoting their classes online. And then that kind of rolled over into helping I help a lot of different companies in all different kind of niches with their social media content creation and management. And it's been about a year and a half now, and I just love it.
Well, your service saves me a lot of time. And we have a lot of fun, of course, because we're sisters, but also you're just a super fun person. Most of your friends will say you're super fun. And you're very creative. The stuff you create is just spot on. You really get to know your clients and then create things that are just perfect for them and their audience. You know, what I really love is that it saves me so much time. When you schedule all those things for me, it takes it off my plate and helps me get to the things that I really need to be doing and love doing. So you're so talented at it and so great at it. So I'm so glad you're here to give some tips. What I want to ask you is, what are some of the essentials to successfully building an audience on social media?
Well, first of all, I think the number one thing, and I learned this, I had to go through this whole process myself when I started my business, and I didn't know where to start. Thankfully, my sister is a business coach. So thank you to Jennifer. She really did help me. The first step I found was your social media mindset. It takes time, a lot of time in the beginning, a lot of engagement in different groups and everything. It's a real learning curve. So you have to have the social media mindset to stay positive. We all have those days when we're not. So you just got to learn to fight through them. So a positive mindset, knowing that what you're doing in times when you feel something you're doing isn't really helping, always know it's for the future. Doing something today to build your audience for the future. So you really got to get that positive mindset, have fun with it. So that's number one. So just make sure you're really mentally ready for the work that you're going to have to put in. Secondly, is you need to identify your goals. So some people think they're going to get on, they're going to have 5,000 followers in a month. My audience is going to grow so fast because I'm posting this and I'm posting here and sharing there. But you really got to identify realistic goals. I mean, I would start out with a realistic goal of wanting 100 followers on Instagram. You know, don't expect to get your 1,000 even. So really look at your goals and keep them lower. So, because you're going to feel great when you achieve those goals.
So small wins, one little win at a time.
Exactly. And some people do a post on Instagram where they're like, you know, 1,000 followers. Thank you. I thank you all my followers. And I love doing that, but I do it for 100 and 200 and 300 and 400 and 500 because I love, it makes me feel good to celebrate the little goals. Because those little goals took a lot of work. So don't jump ahead and want 5,000 followers. And then knowing your audience. So you can't find your audience unless you know your audience. So finding groups of people that are wanting your services, common entrepreneurs that have the same type of business as you, look at where their audience is coming from. You need to know who your customer is before you try and find them, if you don't know who to find, right? Next is consistency. And I say it all the time that consistency is key. We've all seen people we follow on social media and all of a sudden they disappear. And then a month down the road, they reappear again. And everybody has things going on, but if you can possibly be consistent, posting and engaging every day, if possible. So that's a huge one. And then, like I said, engaging with your audience. So if somebody sends you a message, you know, don't leave it for days to answer their message. It's like if somebody asks you a question in a meeting, you would answer it right away. So try and really engage with your audience, answer questions, you know, send messages to your audience. If you see you have things in common, share your audience's posts. So it's just a consistent engaging.
Oh, that's really good. Those are some great, great tips. And so for some of, a lot of the audience for this podcast are podcasters. And so what are some of the benefits for podcasters to know and engage and grow their audience on social media?
Well, mainly because you're going to find that ideal audience that is looking for your content. So your listenership is going to build, of course, because you're going to build that ideal audience. So your listener audience is also going to grow. And therefore, you're going to generate an impact and income for whether it's your business or a nonprofit or a hobby. If your podcast is a hobby, you're still going to get lots of listeners if you really zone in on that ideal audience.
Oh, that's great. So the other thing too, is you and I have chatted about building a community around a podcast or a business, and social media really is the best way to do that.
Because especially in the podcast world, I find all the podcasts I belong to, you really feel like a community. Yeah.
And it's a great way to build your know, like, and trust factor, being in social media with them in a group or other type of thing where you can connect with them on a consistent basis, like you said, so important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really does come down to kind of now that we're all communicating not in person, you really need to build that trust factor for sure. And communicating with your ideal audience and engaging with them consistently will build that trust.
So tell us what you're up to now and how you help people.
Other than my content creation and management business that I have a program that I have created to help people through this whole process that I kind of walked myself through, that we all try and struggle through in the beginning. So this new program I have is the Social Bliss Audience Building Blueprint. And it's an entire program, which includes 9 videos where I walk you through the why, where, and how to find and build your ideal audience. So I walk you through all the steps, right from whether you're a brand new business and you created, I go through in the beginning how to create your, get your Facebook page, get your Facebook group, get on Instagram, you know, find what platforms you want to start on. And I walk you through the whole process of starting to build your audience.
Oh, this is such a valuable resource because I've seen you grow and learn so much in such a short amount of time. And you really know yourself. You have a real natural ability with it. And so this is a really helpful program. And also, I think we were chatting about, you cover a little bit about building your email list too, and lead magnets and things. Talk about that for a minute.
Social media, unfortunately, is not owned by any of us. It can disappear literally tomorrow. So if you have, you know, you're all these customers and everything on social media, that's great. But if it disappears tomorrow, what you own is your email list. So you want to get those, I walk you through getting lead magnets, opt-ins, setting up your email systems for those things to capture emails. Building an email list is very important because you own it. You're always going to have those people to interact with. So if social media disappears, you still have people to send emails to about all your products and services.
Oh, yes. That's incredible. Good. Well, that sounds amazing. So the links to that and all of Angela's stuff is through the show notes of womeninpodcasting.show. Go to womeninpodcasting.show and you can get all those links. And also, Angela, I know you don't have your own podcast right now, but you are an awesome podcast guest. So if you're looking for a podcast guest to talk about social media, you can reach out to Angela through the show notes as well. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here today and sharing your tips. Really appreciate it. And Angela and I might be doing some other stuff online. You can see soon some trainings or different things like that. So watch for some collaborations in that way. Thanks for being here, Angela.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.